Blackstone Audio presents Why We're Liberals, A Political Handbook for Post-Bush America by Eric Alterman. For Victor S. Navasky and Edgar L. Doctorow, friends, teachers, heroes, liberals. I'm more of a man than any liberal, and Coulter. I have to ask, like, who are these parents to allow their kids to sleep with Michael Jackson? Liberals, Alan Colmes and Sean Hannity. I never meant to say that the conservatives are generally stupid. I meant to say that stupid people are generally conservative. I believe that is so obviously and universally admitted a principle that I hardly think any gentleman will deny it. John Stuart Mill. Introduction. We're living at an odd political moment in America. For the past three decades or so, those of us who answer to the name liberal have seen ourselves demonized by conservatives and by their conscious and unconscious allies in the media as weak, elitist, out of touch, lacking in moral fiber, unpatriotic, unwilling to stand up for ourselves, and a general pox on the body politic. All the politicians with aspirations outside of the deep blue regions of the Northeast insist that not only are they not one of those dreaded liberals, they're not sure they've even met one, at least not that they can remember. The word liberal has been employed as the political equivalent of an untreatable but potentially containable social disease, the kind that could be contracted merely by going to a foreign movie or ordering a decaf latte, or worse, a glass of French wine. Ever since Richard Nixon walloped George McGovern in the presidential election of 1972, political pundits have treated as a truism the proposition that liberals are out of step with the rest of